Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Is a sophomore quarterback who is really, really an outstanding kid, plus a great athlete, Sedquan Smith. He joins us this evening. Sedquan, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, how you doing, Larry?
Good. I'm not going to complain. This is an awesome week. I mean, you heard me build up with all these teams, you know. I mean, you know all those kids, Carroll City Central, you guys in Western, North Miami, Hialeah, you go on and on and on. There's some really big games taking place this week. But as far as you're concerned, none bigger that's taking place at your house on Friday evening. Talk about that game. I mean, this is you know, last year Western and you guys came down to the wire, a big win for Miramar to get the number one seed. Talk about the approach you guys have this year coming in, because you've played very well in the second half of the season.
Yeah, I played good, but Western, they come to play, you know, just for the district championship. We're 5-3, so you know we gotta come to that game. You know, we gotta win that game in order to be eligible for the playoffs. But me and my team, you know, we coming together. It's Coach AJ and his staff, you know, have a great coaching staff.
Yeah, no doubt. Saquon, also, you started off the season. I mean, let's be fair. I mean, you guys played two pretty decent teams right out the box. And that was designed to get you guys to this point where you're at, playing for, you know, at least to try to get a three-way tie in the district. Talk about that as well, because I thought you guys played well at times in the first half of the season. I thought you played well against Plantation the entire game, and that was like one of the more entertaining games. What do you think has happened between that second game of the season and now where you're at heading into this game this week?
It's a lot of adversity. You know, I ain't getting to know my team how I know them right now. You know, believing them, trusting them. No, that's really it.
And you look at some of these players. I mean, you look at that offensive line. The way I've seen it, I think this offensive line has matured. You have a lot of quality players. They give you at least enough time to spot a receiver or get a playoff. Talk about that, because I think that's important too, because the lines never get, you know, they never get any of the spotlight.
I have a tremendous O-line. They all see it. Center, left guard, right guard. Yeah, they all see it. I mean, they played some big games last year, like St. Thomas, Western.
Yep.
They played Park Vista. So, you know, they well experienced. So I just came in this season, you know, took the keys. You know, it's just a ship that I got to drive.
Yeah.
And me on my team, that's all.
And you're doing a great job. Sedquan Smith, just a sophomore at Miramar High School, quarterback, and somebody who learned quickly. I mean, you just jumped into this. You grew a little bit more in the off season. What do you think the thing that you've improved the most in the past year? Well, actually, maybe in the past 6-7 months. What do you think that you've improved on most?
I definitely improved on my coachability and definitely adversity. I have reached the, like I say, first game we played Miami Northwestern, 6A title state team. Second team we played was Heritage, big team. Third team we played was Plantation, our district head to head on champ. So, you know, back to back, it was a lot of adversity, but I'm coming along now.
Yeah.
It's a good process.
And also, too, you have some playmakers, some receivers that have stepped up for you, running game that's starting to click a little bit, getting some chunks of yards to try to keep the pressure off of you. Talk about that, because I think as an offense, you got to be balanced. I mean, I know you have the wheels to run when you need to, but you'd much rather put that in the hands of a running back. How have you added balance? Because I know you like to throw, but you also have a good running game, too.
Yeah, I have a tremendous running game. You know, my receivers, they, oh man, they untouchable. I call them untouchable. I love them. You know, put the ball in their hands, they playmakers. I trust them with the ball, throw it, they're going to go get it. They have a good run game, good O-line. It's just, oh man, it's amazing.
And this school, too, Saquon, has been known as the dark side with the defense, an awesome defense over the years. You know, a lot of the coaches are still around, a lot of them firing them up. Talk about the dark side in 2018, you know, and because I've watched you. They're quick. They're big up front. They put pressure on. Talk about that and how you work against them in practice.
I mean, they bullies, you know. They bullies. Yeah, but defense win games, so you got to come clutch with the defense. But the defense, I have a real tremendous defense from secondary to the trenches.
Yeah,
that's why they call it dark side.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Good stuff, man. I just wanted to get you on. Best of luck this week. I know it's going to be a great game. A lot of people are going to be on hand for it. I mean, a win by Miramar sends this thing into a three-way tie, and exciting football. One of the most competitive 8A districts around. Saquon Smith, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Anytime. I'll tell you what, this kid, if you had a chance to watch him, left-handed quarterback, he's got great accuracy, he's getting taller, he runs, and Miramar's in good hands with him. I'll tell you what, he has an opportunity to be really special over the next couple of years. Speaking about special, Dillard, the Panthers, are doing a tremendous job.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.